Joining me now in the Allstate Skyline studio is Democratic State Representative LaShawn Ford from Chicago. And Representative, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Rick, for having me in the beautiful studio.
The Skyline studio. Yes. Isn't it gorgeous here? Yes. On the 18th floor? The beautiful view of the lake and Navy Pier and the Chicago River. And now it's bright enough outside, and unlike when I normally get here at 5 o'clock in the morning when it's a little dark and the view isn't so great. But thanks so much for coming in. I know you have sponsored some legislation. You've been looking into this issue about obviously the troubling issue of violence and guns, and nationally the issue of mass shootings. And you're a former teacher. You've looked into this idea of how to protect schools, and I'd like you to talk about what your legislation is, what conclusions that you've reached on this issue.
Okay. Well, first, I want to make sure that you know that you have a strong contingent on the west side of Chicago. People listen to your show over there an awful lot. I have a good friend, Brad Cummings, that listens to your show, and he would love to host some town hall with you with his paper.
All right.
So the bill that we are working on came as a result of a task force that I was appointed to by Speaker Madigan and the governor. So it was a bipartisan task force to look at public safety. And so we came up with a few things that we can do to protect safety in schools and other public spaces. And metal detectors happen to be one of the tools that we can use to protect public spaces. We know over 10 years ago, February 14th, 2008, there was a shooting at Northern Illinois University where five Right. people were killed. And so, you know, we can't forget that, because we're coming up on the 11th year. And I know that the state and the university has done some things to improve on safety. But at this point, we know that there is over $1 billion that we can receive in the state of Illinois to provide better safety for public spaces.
And so, I mean, you talk about metal detectors, and is this the concept that for at least for all of our public schools that every one of them have a metal detector?
Well, we can't be silent. Right now, we know that in Illinois, in our communities, that there's a silence about public safety in public spaces. And normally we sort of wake up when there's a tragedy. Well, we want to be proactive, and we want to work with the congressional leaders to make sure that we are able to receive some of the $1 billion that DHS, the federal DHS, has available. And so there would be funds issued out over the next 10 years, and we know that some states have already announced grants that they've received for safety at public places.
But when you talk about metal detectors, though, I mean, you know, is that now, like, we're just so accepting of the use of metal detectors? Even, you know, I mean, certainly at the State House,
yeah,
and of the tragedy that existed there,
yeah,
several years ago. But are we as a society just, you know, this is the new normal?
You know, it's unfortunate that we have to talk this way, but we know that people at the Cubs game, they feel safer because there are metal detectors at airports. There have been violent acts at airports, but people feel safer in the terminals because there's high security. And it's unfortunate that we have to think like this, but there are more illegal guns on the street. And, you know, the last thing that we need is for our students and our faculty and the staff to feel that they are not protected in our public spaces. And so if we can raise the issue and make sure that we start sending a message that we are going to protect our public spaces to deter crime, I think that that will help.
I know that's, and you posit it as an offensive, taking a positive forward-looking mm-hmm. approach, but it is also a way, kind of a defensive approach, because of the fact of, as you point out, the illegal guns and, you know, lack of mental health, background checks, those kinds of things. Isn't it also a matter, in some respects, too, of playing defense?
It is a defense, because that's what happens when you go to the airport. And just think about when you go to the airport, if you go to a baseball game or somewhere, if it's in your mind automatically, Lord, I hope there's nothing in my pocket because I know that it's going to go off. So a criminal or a person with ill will know that these places are protected by metal detectors. So it would be a little more difficult for them to...
A deterrent,
yes.
We're speaking with Democratic State Representative LaShawn K. Ford from Chicago. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, here in the Allstate Skyline studio with Democratic State Representative LaShawn Ford of Chicago. We're talking about the Safe Spaces in Public Places Act. I like the alliteration there a little bit. But Representative, so we were talking about schools, but this the idea of metal detectors is not just reserved for public schools.
That's right. It's hospitals. You will see there's been acts of violence in hospitals and other public spaces, you know. And these are portable devices. And so I think that we have to make sure that we equip our public spaces with these devices in case there are emergencies. So we don't say that you have to have them on at all times, but there was an incident at a school where a kid threatened that he had a gun. And so it was a big disruption. They had to take all the students out. They had to manually search every bag, and that disrupted the whole day. So there were no devices on hand to help move that along faster. So if a school actually had devices like metal detectors, they would have been able to run the process faster and more efficiently.
As part of this task force and looking at this issue, I assume you also looked at what other states are doing, and I guess this would be one of the things that other states are doing.
Yeah, we know that Texas and New York, they've already announced grants that they've had and received, and they reported the fact that they've caught incidents that could have been tragic for those states. So, I mean, New York is a good example, and so is Texas. So I think that it's not a bad idea for us to remain focused on federal dollars, $1 billion that we could get not only for metal detectors, but we can also receive it for infrastructure improvements for buildings, because metal detectors is not the beginning and the end of the problem. We have to make sure that we refit our public spaces so that they are also better equipped.
Not vulnerable
for these attacks.
Kind of how we've seen, you know, obviously since 9/11 and what we've seen with some of the government buildings.
Right. I mean, these buildings right now, you could jar them open and they could remain open. You just have to make sure that you bring in the infrastructure for these buildings to protect students and families throughout the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois.
Now, you're just introducing this, but I mean, what are we looking at as far as bipartisan support on this?
Well, this was
the task force.
Yes, that I was appointed to on March the 19th. So, of course, there's opposition. So the best part about legislation is, you know, unlike the city of Chicago, where there is no real transparency, in Springfield, there is a hearing process, and we're going to bring people to the table, and we're going to negotiate the best bill so that the people in Illinois could be safe.
Are you looking at this for veto session, or are you looking for the new spring session?
We're going to negotiate. We're starting our negotiations now, and if we can come to some agreement, then we could pass this in veto so that we could start receiving federal money.
And the veto session, of course, because there's no rest for the weary, begins a week after the November election. So,
yeah, that's always tough for people when they come off those elections, whether they win, but if they lose, it's really hard for the member that lost, and it's hard for the members that won to have to console our colleagues, whether they're Republicans or Democrats.
I want to shift gears here from the legislation to you and politics.
Yes.
And I know that you're considering a run for mayor of Chicago. Where are you in that thought process right now? And When do you expect to make a decision? Obviously, we've got petitions are due, I believe, on the 26th of November.
Right. You know, right now we have well over the required number of petitions needed to make the ballot. Our goal now is to binder check them all to make sure that they're solid. And so it's been an honor to be pushed forward by the elected officials on the west side. That's how this got started. And people on throughout the city on the south and west side of Chicago have given so much support gathering petitions as a grassroots movement. So we are pretty close to making sure that we are solid and ready to pull forward a campaign for mayor. I mean, I've been encouraged by Congressman Davis. I've been encouraged by all of the West Side black elected officials. And so you can't ask for better than that when you have your colleagues supporting your possible run for mayor.
Is it a belief just that, I mean, obviously we have a lot of areas in the city that have been neglected, but is it a belief that the West Side, you know, obviously it gets a lot of attention and for needing economic development and economic improvement, but is it a belief that the West Side is more neglected than, say, other parts of the city, politically as well as, you know, economically?
Yeah, without a doubt. Chicago is a beautiful city. I mean, the past mayors have done a great job at making sure that downtown and parts of the city remain beautiful. And so we want to make sure that we have a mayor in City Hall that understands that we must maintain the beauty of downtown, but we also want to have a great city that loves every part of it. So every community should be beautiful so that when we have tourists come in, they don't limit the tourism to downtown. They should come into the Austin community. They should come to Kenwood. They should come all over the city of Chicago and support local businesses in those areas, because there's a lot of rich culture in the city of Chicago, and it's being limited to certain segments of the city. So what we really need is a city that works for everyone, and what we really need is a mayor that loves Chicago, loves all the communities.
So you sound like you're in.
I feel it, and I think that if the people want a mayor that really loves Chicago, I mean, I used to have this feeling that Mayor Daley loved Chicago, but then I thought, how could he really love Chicago the way people thought he did when you have the West Side and the South Side of Chicago struggling for so many years? 16th Street on the West Side still is pretty run down after the years of the riots. You have Cicero Avenue that's now part called Mandela, still destitute and lacking the infrastructure needed. So you really can't love Chicago if you can't love all parts of it.
That's State Representative LaShawn Ford, Democrat from Chicago, and candidate for mayor.
That's a possibility. Thank you, Rick.
We'll stay tuned.